Blog Talk Radio.
Roots music for the 21st century. Reality music. Wisdom and power, the Rastaman. From the island of Jamaica to Hawaii. Internationally to the world.
Reality, oh, oh. Reality, na-na. Reality, oh yeah. Reality, na-na-na-na. Reality, oh yeah. Reality, na-na. Reality, oh yeah. Reality, na-na-na-na. Look all around you, what do you see? It's your brothers and sisters fighting to be free. But freedom ain't nowhere to be found. Freedom ain't nowhere on this your ground. Oh, this is a reality. Oh, love, it's a reality. Nah, nah, reality. La 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 la, because ever since the beginning of time, man been searching for his freedom, oh yeah. But freedom ain't nowhere to be found. The freedom ain't nowhere in a Babylon. Oh Lord, this is the reality. Oh Lord, what's the reality? Na na, it's a reality. Oh Lord, that's a reality. Na 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 na, reality. Oh Lord, reality. Na na, it's a reality. Oh Lord, reality. La 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 la. But freedom ain't nowhere to be found. The freedom ain't nowhere in a Babylon ground. Oh no, that's the reality.
To the chief musician.
Oh love, it's a reality.
Pancho Shannon.
Na-na, reality.
One of the songs.
Oh love, it's a reality.
Great King David.
Na-na, reality.
Save me, oh Jah.
Oh love,
for the waters that come unto our eyes.
La la.
And I sink deep in the mire, where there is no sand. I am come from deep waters, where the floods overflow. I am. Man is weary of his grind, and I chose his drive. I see while I wait upon Iron Hagar, Jah, Rastafari. For they that hate I and I without the cause are more than the heirs of our enemies. They that would destroy I, being our enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that he knows I do not. But Jah knows the foolishness of man, and all man's sins are not hidden from them. Let not them that wait upon thee, O Lord God, the rock of our armies, be ashamed. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for thy sake. O Jah, Rastafari, Emmanuel of Israel.
Maya Hotep and Better Love, you are listening to the Truth to Power Show, and my name is Beverly. And we have with us Chungalia and Holly Israel with us tonight here. So let's see what's going on. Chungalia, vibration. How are you doing?
Vibration. Sister, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We got some dynamic information for you tonight.
With okay.
Now I want to read you to you like, where the planets are wait, in the heavens tonight.
Wait a minute, Chungalia, are you on a speakerphone? You sound kind of a distance.
Okay, I'll change that. Yes, I was on a speakerphone. Is this better?
Okay. That's a,
is
that's,
this better?
Okay, yeah, that's better. Yeah. It's
so I can't get back on my speakerphone, huh? Okay. Wait, are you ready?
I'm ready. We ready.
Okay, I'll make sure you can hear me. Okay, what I want to do, Beverly, is read from the ephemeris where the planets are at this moment, today.
Okay.
So we can try to get in tune with the cosmic vibration that we're breathing in, the oxygen we're living on. First off, I want to say, the sun is in Pisces. The moon is in Aries. Mercury is in Aquarius. Venus is in Capricorn. Mars is in Capricorn. Jupiter, is in Pisces. Saturn is in Aquarius. Uranus is in Taurus. Neptune is in Pisces. Pluto is in Capricorn. That's the generation we're in. And these are the cosmic vibrations that put together the oxygen that we're living off of. If we can't give praise to them, then we don't respect the oxygen we're living on. But that's how naive we are as humans on this planet. We don't understand anything but what we've been taught through slavery and Americanism. That's all we know. But we are growing out of it, Beverly. We're getting more intelligent as the years go on. And more 360-degree knowledge is coming out of our children's brains. Our kids are so smart today. And they're going to be the geniuses of the future. You know, we're going to have a real great show today because my cousin, Haile, he'll be coming on with his music soon. And I ain't heard it yet. You know, I ain't heard it yet.
Okay.
You heard it yet?
So is it out? His new album is out.
New album, yeah, it's brand new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
And I know it's going to be dynamic. You know. And what else we want to talk about is, I don't know if you want me to do any number readings or anything like that, but the opportunity.
Well,
for people.
I'll give the number out, and if anyone want to call in, the number is 323-642-1586, and push the number 1. Okay, Changalia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Now you know, I usually like to show people how to get the number for the day, and that helps us learn a little bit about the number. Today happens to be March the 4th, and we're in a 6-year. So the 4 and the 3 and the 4 make 7, and 6 and 7 make 13, and 1 and 3 is 4. So it's a 4-day today, organizing and planning in details. And if a person take their birth number and add to the 4, such as what I'm going to do, take my birth number, which is 2, and add to the 4, and I'm going to get 6. And that's what I did at the middle of the day, balance, fairness, and judgment. Then I took my 6, and 6 and put it to the 4-day, and it created a 10, which is a 1, new beginnings. So my numbers today on this, my numbers today on this 4-day are 4, 6, 1. So I did issues of organizing and planning this morning, and it balanced out in the middle of the day because 6 is balanced. Then it's creating this new beginning that we're into right now. And what I really want to talk about, in this moment that we have before my cousin comes on with his dynamic music, is about the purpose of what we got together for today, Beverly, was the fact that the media was telling us that the meteorites are coming down on the moon on March 3rd, and today is March 3rd. Then when Putin and the war took over all the media's attention, they barely mentioned it. So I guess we're going to have to talk about it, Beverly, because the war got all the attention.
Let's talk about it.
The way I see it is that when the elements in the universe are just as potent as all reproduction of all the elements inside our bodies. Because I've been taught well, and I've been taught that the universe is an image of our internal bodies. You know, 1 foot below our feet is magnetism, keeps us to this planet. 1 foot above our head connects us with this celestial universe. And in the celestial universe, before the sun, before we willed the sun to bring us light, we were only atoms with our bodies. And atom is about thought matter. And where thought go, energy flow and obey. And we willed the light. We willed through Capricorn and Saturn, through the promises of our willpower, we willed the sun to bring us light in the dark ages when we're only souls roaming around without bodies. Okay, so now this power that we had as souls without bodies, we actually willed this universe to be a carbon copy of our bodies and who we are. And now we done gone through reality of being discovered as a human at the Ugga Ugga state, then civilized to be slaves in the slavery, in the evolutionary changes that we've gone through to this point. Now we're realizing that ye are the universal forces inside of me, because the universe is made in a carbon copy of who I am. This is a classical example of what's happening with what they showed us before this war thing took over the media, when they were showing us about meteorites attacking the moon on the 4th of March, which is today, and which is going on tonight. But they're talking about the war, they're not talking about this. So we're going to talk about this. And what we found out when they said it months ago, that what a meteorite is cosmic trash, garbage, metals that fly around in the hemisphere, the ones that those rocket ships going up to the moon and going up in outer space, when they launch a certain degree of energy into the universe, metal falls off and the spaceship gets smaller and smaller. We've seen it many times on TV. But where did all that excess metal go? That excess metal roams around in the galaxy. The gravity don't let it fall to the ground, so it just moves around. But because the hemisphere in the atmosphere that is in the heavens, it draws that negative metal to one spot, and it goes around in a circle as a rock, and it becomes what they call a meteorite. Now, this same metaphor happens inside of our bodies, which is proof that we are a carbon copy of the universe, and the universe is a carbon copy of us. We are one and the same. Inside your body, you got an enzyme war. Good enzymes fighting bad enzymes. We all know this. Well, when negative enzymes get in your body and negative germs, why do they all seem to gather up in the same spot and create things like blood clogs or cysts or something like that? All the negative energy in your body, negative germs, they all blend. Your body pushes them all in one spot, just like the universe pushed all these nuclear steel and metal and garbage that they done flying around. They done put it all in one spot, and it melts together, and it makes what's called a meteorite. This is why when we see pictures of the moon, Beverly, the moon looked like a bunch of bumpy roads, because each one of them holes, each one of them bumps, it happens to be where a meteorite hit the moon. That's what they showed us and told us months ago before we put our attention on this war. They were supposed to talk about that this night on March 4th. So we're doing it for them, Beverly. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Did you get anything from what I said, Beverly?
Yes, I did.
See, we are a carbon copy of the universe.
Around.
And we got to understand this. We are the world. What you see is what you get. But thought go, energy flow, and obey. Because thought is matter of energy. From Asa, the one God inside of you. And see, we got to understand that ye are everything, and ye are all things, and ye wills are all reality to be. Whatever you want to make the world to be, you are the one cooking the cake. You are the one making the recipe. Make your world be what you choose it to be, and you'll get your reality. You know,
yeah,
he says, take my cousin, for example. Take Holly. Mm-hmm. We're going to listen to his music tonight. We're gonna interview him, where the music come from, why he writing all that stuff. So, and this brother, he travels from Hawaii to Jamaica, like me and you going from the east side to the west side. It ain't nothing. I wonder how he do this. But he gets it done because of his will, power, and will to be. Because your will to be is what creates your reality. And let's get him to talking about it. Is Holly on the line yet?
No, he's not on the line yet.
Mm.
Unless
well,
he's calling from another number. Maybe he come in at 9:30.
Mm. Well, we'll just be patient
but,
and wait.
But this is right. Interesting. This is interesting what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
You know, the meteorites. And so what is they saying? I haven't been keeping up with it. Are they saying?
Well, I ain't heard nothing on the news media about this, but yesterday morning I heard them say something about it, but they didn't say no details. They just said that March 4th was the day when a meteorite is going to be hitting the moon. And you know, in Michigan, we're always covered up with clouds. They were saying we won't see no remnants of it in the sky. And that was it. See, the way we live in this country, raised by the European, the energy that they put into learning about the celestial universe, they turn around to telling us civilians that it's witchcraft, voodoo, and the reason they hung witches in back in the day. So all the cosmic sciences of the truth and the metaphors that we have to understand truth through numerology and astrology, America has called it blasphemy. So they don't really advertise it or promote nobody in that direction, you know. They Nancy Reagan was popular for learning her astrology, but they rejected that from her too. You know, it's just the way it is in this country, and you have to really go in your solar plex, your God center, and really dream, wish, and hope that the truth will come to you, and you ask and you shall receive. Remember, that's cosmic law. Ask and you shall receive. If you ask for that cosmic truth from your solar plex, your God center, you know, you will draw it through your pineal glands. That's what connects you to the solar universe. You will draw your desires if you want it bad enough. But we don't really tend to want to understand the power of the sun because we don't. We've been trained in a different light to see things a different way. And we got to train ourselves and understand that the Father, the Son, gives us oxygen. There's a reason why every male is called a son of a son because we're descendants of the sun. And the sun gives us the oxygen that we're breathing on. So anyone that wants to reject the knowledge of the sun, I ask them to give the sun back his oxygen then. But ain't nobody brave enough to just stop breathing. We ain't going to do that, is we? So we're kind of like stuck in the middle of what we need and our ignorance. And ignorance only means a lack of knowledge. And we're descendants of slavery. What do you expect? It's going to take a long lifetime. And generations for us to really focus on the power that we really got from within. We've been stripped down the runts, 550 years of slavery. You know, we don't even know another language but English. The only language Spanish, and then Iran, Swahili classes away from us since the 60s to now. So what we got to do to learn our purpose, identity, and direction, I don't know. I was fortunate. Maulana Karina taught me purpose, identity, and direction when I was 15 years old, a year before he created Kwanzaa. But people haven't been lucky enough to bleed the trail that the Father's taken me through. See, we all go through different flavors of life, and the flavors of life that we go through come from the semen that put our mom and daddy put together to create our reality. See, all of this is destiny. You know, all of it is destiny. It ain't no accident. They're God identities. And ye are God, and ye live, and God lives within me, and you, and everyone living. And we create our realities. Our thinker, Asa, the one God in you that guides you around, is the one that gives you direction and focus. And your direction and focus, you know, what I can say, where thought go, energy flow, and obey. You know, if you want it, think it, and achieve it, and it'll come to you. It's that simple.
So,
but we make life complicated.
How do you get the thought from that dimension of thinking, that's in one dimension, to bringing it to the dimension of matter, to taking it from that thought level?
It's easy and complicated. See, it comes from the Son, the soul of your father. The spirit of your mama come from the moon energy. But in reality, you are you. So from birth to death, everything you conceive and precede is mama, daddy, and you. Soon, the moon, the sun, and the earth. Spirit, matter, and soul. Every thought you have from birth to death is spirit, matter, and soul. It's a threefold combo. Mama, daddy, and you. Everybody has to agree that inside of you, you got mama, daddy, and you. Well, your father is the soul of your realities. That's the sun. Your mother is the spirituality of your feelings and how you nature stuff, and that's the moon. But you, the earth, you the one got to make these decisions. And so it's a matter of fact, it's you. So that's why all thoughts are spirit, matter, and soul. And when you understand the threefold facets of a thought, spirit, matter, and soul, then you understand how to conceive and achieve the matter of your goals. You must have the soul of reality of how to think it to achieve it, and you must have the spirituality of how to nature it. But it's got to be a subject that you pointing at, which is a matter of fact, what you're dealing with. Matter is material. See, I learned from the Kabbalists. Brother Kahaji taught Vesta. And Vesta, when I met him in 73 when I was 23, the class I had, he told me, bring a compass. That's all you need, a pencil and a compass, and draw a circle with a dot in the middle. For over 6 months, all I was that dot in the middle of the sun, the soul of my reality. And then when I understand what the soul of reality was, he taught me about the other side of the sun, which is the moon, the feminine, of femininity of spirituality. Then I got a chance to draw that circle in the middle with the X in it, which represents earth, which represents me, man on the crossroads of life. And that's matter. It's a matter of fact. My soul lives in this body. My soul, meaning the sun. As a matter of fact, the spirit of the moon lives in this body. But as a matter of fact, I got to make all my decisions. And everything we think from birth to death is spirit, matter, and soul. You know, me and my daughter, I don't know what I would do without Biafra Mwesi, Beverly. I wouldn't be Chung Lee without Biafra Mwesi, my only child. When I was asked to teach the Nguza Saba in the Rites of Passage program for Issa Romo, Bob Malik asked me. I went in there no time, maybe a week almost, and I told him, I can't do it, bro. I can't can't do it.
Why is that?
Because I asked the kids, about 30 of them, how many of you in this classroom are living with your real father? About three hands went up out of 30, Beverly. Mm-hmm. And I said, because they was teasing and playing with a value system called Inguzasaba, 7 days of Kwanzaa. They was kidding. They was joking and laughing. I'm going like, this is a comedian show because they're not feeling reality, which comes from the father. And right out he showed me, this is a bunch of daddyless homes children up in here. And I went to Malik and I told him, I can't do it. And that wasn't even a week for us. I can't do it unless I get the right to teach them how to think with a positive mental attitude. So thanks God for Biafra Mwezi. She helped me put together a sign. Kids like signs. And this sign had the sun, the moon, and the earth in the middle. The sun is the reality of your thinking. The moon is the spirituality, the way you feel. But the earth is your reality. That's who you are. And so I made the combo, spirit, matter, and soul, on a piece of paper with the sun, the moon, and the earth, and the kids started attaching to that. I said, yeah, if you can think with a positive mental attitude, now you qualified to exercise a value system. Because you're only going to corrupt a value system making jokes out of it. They was making jokes at me, man, for the first week. And I'm going like, they too emotional to teach because they got femininity over dominating their reality. And as an elder, I saw that right away. So I asked them, how many of y'all got daddies in the house? Their real daddy. Not many of them. So that's when I said, let me take it to the boss and see what can we change this around. Malik had to think twice about me maybe possibly bringing metaphysical sciences to the kids and parents don't want it. But we did it anyway, and it worked. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. When they learn how to think, spirit, matter, and soul. What's the spirit of something? The way you feel. As a matter of fact, what is it doing? It's creating an action. What is an action? Action is actually matter. It's something that really happened. Now, that comes from the soul of the reality of your thought process and your feelings from what your mama gave you, the moon, the spirituality. Then you put them two chemicals together, then you're going to make something happen, and that's matter. Matter of fact, you done something. You see, when you understand the threefold fast of a thought, you know that from birth to death, you are no more about than your mom and your dad. Okay, now let me equate this analysis to numerology, the science of numbers. I learned in numerology, thanks to Dr. Marvel Denson, and Woody T. Bryan, inventor of Soul Expressions, created Balanced Vision in 76, got a patent on it. These brothers taught me well about numerology. And Woody Bryan, especially, with his calendars, he sold all over Hollywood. And Marvell, taught me that if you understand the threefold fast of a thought, then you can deal with anything that comes in your domain because you break it down. And then so I learned the power of the number 9, and I realized that any number you add into 9 come out itself because 9 is the father of all numbers. It's the largest single-digit number there is, and every number between 9 and 20 is a fake number. A 10 is a 1 with a 0 searching for a hero on the left-hand side. And so is 11. Come two ones, come standing together. But guess what, Beverly? Any number you add in the 9 come out itself. And America could not teach us that because the reason they put them teen numbers there is to block our brains and our consciousness in their educational institutions from numerology. It blocked us from numerology. They didn't tell us the any number you had 9 come out itself. It's like looking at the sun. When you take your eyeball and you face the sun in the face, you're going to flinch. The father will not let you look him in the face. Now, you add a 3 to 9. 3 and 9 is 12. 1 and 2 is 3 again. 4 and 9 is 13, but 1 and 3 is 4 again. 5 and 9 is 14, but 1 and 4 is 5 again. Throw a 6 at 9. You get 17, but 1 and 7. I mean, you get 15, but 1 and 5 is 6 again. Get brave now. Throw a 9 at 9. You get 18, but what the hell is 1 and 8? 9 again. Whatever number you get in 9 come out itself. But they couldn't, college degree people ask them all the time, them dodo birds. I believe in what Dr. Benjamin Seville Holland said. When somebody walk over that college stair, they're like trained seals. They don't know what they production of the United States educational system. And they're like trained seals. You ask one of them college graduate people right now, you ask them, what is the most important thing in your life? Last thing they'll say is breathing. You tell me something more important than breathing. And so when they say all these things is the most important thing in their life, I ask them, how many breaths do it take for you to do that? Because you ain't doing nothing without breathing, but they won't say that because their egos are ahead of their reality. When you ask them that question, what's the most important thing in your life? They start gleaming on things that are subject of matter. They ain't thinking about spirituality to figure out that I can't do nothing if I ain't breathing, so breathing must be the most important thing. That's elementary, but they won't say that when you ask them what's the most important thing in their life. You ask a smart person what's the most important thing in their life. See what they say. They won't say breathing. I bet you they won't say breathing. Because we take breathing for granted. It is so sad. It is so sad. But it's the truth. It's how far we are from the truth. Being Americans, we are Africans, deprived of Africa, stuck in this country, dealing with their reality. And when everybody knows that if, why do you need light, white or light, if you never had dark? If you never had dark, why you need light? Which is true to you that dark was here before light. The light came out of the dark. And we are pitch black through Capricorn. We are the glory of the blackness. And we got seduced as slaves to runts. And now we've got to grow our way out of it. And we are. We creating children. Their brains are so phenomenal. Because 360 degrees knowledge is coming out of every decade of our children. And it's just, they getting stronger and stronger and stronger. The black melanin is growing in them. How ignorant we are with this Americanism and speaking this dodo language. It's dumbing us down. Our children are rising up in his world, in his language, and going to outsmart him one day. Let life keep going the way it's going. You feel me, Beverly?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You know,
so do you think that spirit and matter battle each other?
All the time.
When they come in harmony, is that's when you like really, really
that's when
make
you
that
go.
Connection.
That's when you go. Your brain go. That's your brain applauding you for getting the right solution. You go, look what I done figured out.
Right.
That's the light bulb in your head going off. God, you used to tell us that all the time. When you go, that's the light bulb going off. You done learned something. And life in this earth is the symbol for earths is a circle with an X on it. That's man on the crossroads of life. That's where they got their holy cross from, the crossroads of life. That's what this planet is about. Our soul keep reincarnating back here and reincarnating and reincarnating and reincarnating because this is a learning institution called Earth, and we're learning on it. That's why it's a symbol for Earth is a circle with an X in the middle, man on the crossroads of life, and that's where they got the holy cross from. All these symbols and all these cultural values, they got it all from us. They stole that from us. Because we created them through the albino. They're a synthetic gene that we created through the albino. We shouldn't hate them. We should love them. They're our child. But we lost who we are. So since we lost who we are, we find ourselves under the white man's boot like a bubble gum, piece of bubble gum being scraped on the concrete. We created them. Now, everything came out of the darkness, and we are the dark melanin native people. But now we the runts. And we got to, but it's all divine order of Mother Nature. Nothing happens on accidents. They're called God-idences. God-idences. The Universal Father is controlling all of these realities. We're all doing this for a reason. And the reason in the season is mental growth. Our people are growing. We're growing. Everything growing. We think it's looking bad because we're still in slavery and we're still crying about their money and their bills and their society and how it's oppressing us. But that's all right. Oppression makes you strong. Fight back. You'll make it. They need us to make it. We say, what if nobody had no money to pay no taxes? This country would fall. They need us producing taxes for them. This is a tax amount. This is what we is to, a capitalistic government. And it ain't like no socialist government where Africa is, where we from. And we getting victimized right now by an imperialist, Putin. Because he come from the imperialist communist thing. He got the Hitler attitude. He going to rule the world, poor child. It's sad, you know, what we're looking at with this war.
And that's a matter of opinion, too, if it is a war going on. But you said this planet is a learning institution. So
it
is.
It is.
Learning from it.
Yeah. Because knowledge is gold. Knowledge is gold. Mm-hmm. So you ain't heard from Holly ain't called in yet? I want to hear about
it. Unless I'm going to put a song on and you can check. I will.
From another
phone number. But okay,
let me check it out.
Holly song. Okay. All right, everyone. We're going to play another Holly Israel song here.
Yes, I Rastafari. I love. Jah make the blind man see, jump up and feel I reach. He make the lame man walk, make all the dumb start talk. That they may all be one, as thou have a heart in eye and eye in the eye. That they may also be one in eye and eye. That the world may know and believe that thou hast sent I. And the glory which thou gavest unto I and I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I and them, and thou and I, that they may be made perfect in oneness, and that the world may know that thou hast sent I, and hast loved them, even as thou hast loved the I.
Ready or not, you're gonna get a shot of this red hot black African love. Step on the scene, and them are pure and clean, white, gold and green, black African love. Ready or not, you're gonna get a shot of this good red hot black African love. Don't be so mean, your love is pure and clean, oh Lord.
It make the sick get well, redeem the wicked from hell. For to make a deaf man ear, I'll make the careless start kill. Oh Lord, amen.
Come now, all people, let's gather near and listen well to hear the words of Zion and I. Rasta man, I've come to sing to you. In a good time, the truth must prevail. World is weeping and a wailing to your national peace. Them gonna end, and that will come on you, and you, and you too. So, if you're ready or not, gonna get a shot of this good red hot
black African love.
Dead upon the sea, don't be so mean. I go and green and
black African love.
Come to the beach, get away from the beach.
Make the blind man see, jump up and feel I reach. Come make the lame man walk, make all the dumb start talk. as the Father has loved I and I, so I have loved the I. Continue ye in Jah love. And if you keep the I commandments, you shall abide in Jah love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that I and I joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be made full. For this is I and I commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. For greater love has no man that he should lay down his life even for his friends.
Ready or not, you're gonna get a shot. Love is good, red hot.
Black African love.
Come to the beach, get away from the beach. Head to the east,
Black African love.
If you're ready or not, you're gonna get a shot of this good red hot
Black African love.
Step on your feet, don't be so mean, oh Lord.
Black African love.
Ready or not, you're going to get a shot of good red hot
Black African love.
And that was Holly Israel, Black African Love. We have Chungalia with us tonight. And let's see. I think that I see.
Holly called you?
Yes, he's in. How are you doing, Holly Israel? Thank you for
greetings
joining us.
Greetings and blessings, everybody. Can you hear me?
Vibrations, what up,
yes,
girl?
Yes, we can.
Vibrations, cuz. Vibrations, my sister. How's everybody doing in these times?
We interested in your new album.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I did? Let me see. I'm playing with the technology over here. Let me see if y'all can hear this, okay?
We hear you.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear you well. What's the name of your album, bro?
He's trying to play
Grill Journey. Distant Ghetto.
Grill. Okay.
Can you hear that, Beverly?
I can hear.
Can y'all hear it?
Yes.
Turn it down a little lower, maybe.
Was that too loud?
It's not coming through on the phone properly, bro.
Okay, well, it's
it ain't working. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm gonna have to do.
Cause we're gonna hear it on March 19th, right? Beverly, have it by then.
Yeah, we should. If the sister can get on the WhatsApp, I can translate it straight to her phone.
Yeah, we'll get that done by the show on March 19th. But tell us about the album, man. What made you come upon this album mentally? Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, first, last, and always, you know, I get to give glory to the Creator, the Almighty Jah, because it makes everything possible. And through that inspiration, this particular album, I chose to do all instrumental. Since I'm trying to say what I need to say musically on the guitar and with some good roots reggae rhythms behind it. Because my producer said we should look at an international audience on this one. And words can limit us to a culture or a race. And as you know, as a people, we're not speaking our own language. We're speaking the language of our captivity. So just like them great brothers in the jazz era, they were speaking with their instruments. And as you know, Brother Louis Armstrong, them brothers was fully charged under that marijuana, that good ganja. And they gave them the ability to be so creative that they created a brand new art form. The only original thing that's American is actually jazz. And it's through that same inspiration I chose to do this particular album, all instrumental, jazzy guitar with roots rock and reggae rhythms. I'm looking at an international audience that's not limited to words, but it's open to, like what my cousin says, vibrations. I think that's very important that we pick up on the vibrations today.
Vibes don't lie.
Amen. So that was my intention with this one. I think it's working out pretty good. I'm looking at a couple of national and international producers, but I don't want to rush it because I want to make sure it gets to the right people. And there's a thing called DistroKid. I think it's about 170 different international distribution that the album will be on. And but y'all are gonna get the first taste of it. You know, it's just
excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be on the show we're going to do on March 19th, right?
Yes, sir. Sister Beverly,
now might be a good time for you to tell Beverly what you wanted to tell her about putting it on the air. What did you want to tell her about, Haile?
Yeah, there's a thing called WhatsApp, because I'm still learning. But if she has WhatsApp, I can translate the album to her on WhatsApp.
Okay.
All over there. Okay. Okay. And other than that, it's just we're going through, flying through the cosmos at the speed of light, the speed of time, the speed of love. I would pray, like we say, we want to change the love of power to the power of love, which is eternal. What we see is a big power struggle going on the planet right now with these people who are kind of proving themselves to be Martians. You know, they flow off of this anger, this blood, this oppression. You know, these, we want to call them Europeans. But they are defining themselves as Martians. I was watching this ancient alien thing today, and that's what they're coming. They feel that they came here from Mars. So that might explain their inhuman anger and the way they've been treating us as an indigenous people since time immemorial, because they're the original alien. Obviously, we're indigenous to this planet. To quote Brother Umar Johnson, he says, we're the sun people and they're the ice people. We're two-season people and they're four-season people. That makes it pretty simple. Chunga Lee has heard me talk about this quite a bit already.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's the difference between a two-season and a four-season person?
That's an excellent question, my sister. In our two-season environment, we're fully melanated because all we get is either sunny day with a little clouds or a cloudy day with a little rain. We don't get snow. We don't get ice. We don't see all the leaves drop off of the trees. We don't see nature itself die and have to reincarnate itself every spring. And that's kind of relative of the man who was the original caveman, the original Neanderthal and Cro-Magnon man. He claims that he evolved from a beast. Well, we know we've actually devolved from divine, from divinity, trying to compete with him on the earth for the basic minerals and fossil fuels. So for about 4,000 or 5,000 years, we've been following the wrong person. We haven't been following ourselves. And it's because we are two-season people. We're not accustomed to clothes that have to cover your body. You're not getting any type of vitamin D and those things that you get from the sun. You're not able to walk on the earth with your bare, naked feet so you can conduct the energy that's coming from the earth and the heavens. And we're so far removed from ourselves. We're cussing every day. We have some terrible habits. And we can't activate that God self because we're confined to a four-season mentality.
Amen. You know, you explained that very well. It is all about melanin. See, when we get energy from the sun, we are a melanated people. We are unlike the synthetic being that we willed him to be through the albino, to be a negative being to show us the energy of negativity and positivity. You must have negativity and positivity for cause and effect. This is why he got a place in this solar system, in this galaxy we're living in. He was built to show us what not to do. But we got, like Haile said, we are melanated when we get more of the sun's energy. And when being in the environment he's speaking about, we're not getting the iceberg stuff for the winter like we get up here in the north. We're getting tropical sun year long. Like I lived 20 years in L.A. before I even came to the East Coast. And I understand you can wear the same sandals all year round and never put no shoes on your feet. In Los Angeles, you can do this.
And your skin is always getting some sunshine. You don't have to stay in the house for 4, 5, 6 months. Get out of the house.
That's the way I was raised.
Get out of the car, you go in the store. Come out the store, you get back in your car. Get in your car, you go in the office. Get out the office, you get in your car. Get out the car, you go back in the house. You ain't getting no sunlight. Years and decades of that, generations of that. Then we start getting light and brown and our hair starts thinning out. you know, and pretty soon we start looking like that Caucasian because he's a non-melanated, four-season human. And we are actually divine beings. He's become what they call a human being. Or we all have hue, which is color. But he's limited himself to the physical, whereas as Chongalia could explain to you very easily with numbers or with just a good lecture, that we were here before physical things were here. We were here.
Oh, yeah.
We were here in creativity.
We created thought.
Exactly. We didn't need a body to move in. We didn't need a planet to live on. We are, period. And we were, and we always will be.
So this is why we claim the term ye are God, because we created this whole universe in a carbon copy of ourselves.
Yes, my brother. So that's what we got to get back to. That's what my plea. That's why I'm here in this four-season land right now. Chongalia, you're a big inspiration for me sacrificing our people up here, man. And we got to fight this battle together. So thank you for kind of, you know, he gave me an example. Sister Beverly, I got to boast on my cousin for a minute. He gave me an example a few years ago about his children, his grandchildren are here. And even if he wanted to leave, it wouldn't be right to leave them behind. Unless we had a program that could bring all of our loved ones, might as well go down with the ship. You remember that conversation, Chongalia?
I remember it like yesterday. Keep talking.
You thumped me right in my heart with that. And that was a good thing. You
I ain't leaving Biafra nowhere.
I know.
Period.
That's
written in stone.
Right.
I can't do that
because
she's me and I'm her. We're one
and
the same.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I thank you for that, cuz. That's why I'm here.
Bro, I thank you for all the things you don't give me. We both washing each other's hands, as Beverly should tell you. Beverly. We all cleaning up each other.
Yes,
sir. We all won. See, we all, like Bob Marley said, one mind, one world, one life. We got to find out what makes all of us one.
Yeah, one big family. Sister Beverly, you in there, too. You know that. You're my sister, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, Beverly.
I love you more.
Oh, man. Holly, you've been gone a long time, but I be calling Beverly to help me out with stuff, and I wouldn't know how to make it without friends like her.
I hear you. But thank you, my sister, because that's a good brother. He's kept himself pure from a lot of the things that we have been polluted with, so literacy, a lot of those, you know, books we read about, a lot of books. And Chongalia has been reading The Face of the Planet. He's been reading people and experiences. And he's got a lot more headspace than we do.
I sure don't read no books. The Los Angeles school system would not teach me how to read, so I don't care. I'm going on. I'm going to still live.
See, people would think that that's a deficiency, but it's actually a plus because, as I was saying, the amount of books that we read takes up headspace. You guys, they got computers to show you. You only got certain gigabytes or whatever of memory, and it's based off of the brain. I got all these books that I had to read in grade school and high school and college and grad school, and that take up that headspace. Chongalia kept his free, and other people who they call illiterate. Actually, they just illiterate to reading words. They can read things that we don't even see. He can read an emotion.
Exactly.
He can read a situation. You don't have
see,
to
it cuts down
book.
Your perception skills.
Yes,
you know, we cut down our perception skills when we put too much negative energy in our subconscious memory bank. See, the subconscious is your memory bank. If you read all them books, you ain't got no room in your consciousness to have even common sense.
Yeah, your head is
that's
cool.
Why that's why Dr. Binion Zephyrhana said them college graduates act like trained seals. That's what they are.
And then too, the good brother John M. Clark, he read until he went blind. He read, but he was reading the right stuff. And he did that for us. He read books because he know, and this is basically, he said, I know my black people ain't going to read these books. And there's so much knowledge. You want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. So John Henry Clark kind of freed a lot of us from that with his knowledge. He read those books and talked that knowledge out to us. So those are some of our great elders who are now in the ancestor world that we can't forget. We can't leave them like under the ground, like they want us to bury them and forget about them. John and
I am proud. I am proud to say I ain't never read no book because I know more common sense than most people. And we all of us are living based on our level of common sense.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That is so true.
Language. I'm not European, and I'm not going to get upset because I don't know how to read European books. I wish I could read some African books. Where they at? I'll learn that with a passion.
That's what Brother Clark did for us, and Dr. Ben. That's what I'm saying. That's what they did for us because they know a lot of us ain't trying to read. Like I say, they enslave us with those words. So these brothers found out what to read so they could give it to us verbally like they did. And they cluttered up their headspace for us. They didn't do that for them. They knew just what you know, Chungalia. But they also knew that we have to, like Bob said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Actually, Marcus Garvey said that. And Bob just put that in his song, Redemption Song. But Marcus Garvey told us to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. Marcus wanted us to read a book a week. Those were his teachings.
I got something from Marcus Garvey I will never, ever lose in my brain. And he said this one quote, if you want to be humane in America, do the opposite of Americanism and you'll find humanity.
That's the truth.
Do the opposite of Americanism and you'll find humanity.
Mm-hmm.
He's over there waiting on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, we've got some great, great brothers ahead of us. We've got some with us right here, right now. And we're bound to have some that ain't even born yet that's going to tell our story for us. So we have to look at, what was that movie? La Amistad, where the brother Cinque mentioned it. He has to call all of his ancestors from before and all of his children yet born. And that's who he represents. That's what we represent. I'm not me. I'm my ancestors and my children who are yet to be born. That way we can see clearly where we come from and where we're going. And we won't get caught up in this technology that they call technology. Technology takes knowledge. It's, you know, you can push that phone and you can find anything you want on Google, on YouTube, and you don't even have to think anymore. All you got to do is push a button. Take in knowledge. Take knowledge. You know, they're putting it right in our face.
The brain is a muscle. And any muscle on your body that you don't use, you will lose.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, so and that's what they do to us by giving us these push-button tools.
Yeah.
We're losing perception of who we are. You know, and every action is a reaction. So they're making life be just one push of a button and everything happens. You might as well sit in a wheelchair and just get fat and don't burn no calories until you get diabetes and die.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't no good. All you do is push buttons.
That's what a lot of people are doing.
And they taking it one step further when they now they coming out with the megaverse, and you put the glasses on and you sit there all day and you go into this virtual world. So you really going to not move any muscles, especially your brain muscles.
Brother Hiley, something I want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
You had mentioned something some months ago when the media was dominated by this war. We was talking about meteorites and about the hemisphere in the universe, and it caught my attention, and I probably progressed conversation on you about the meteorites, but you were saying something else about the solar system, and could you give us some wisdom on your view about what's going on in the solar system?
Okay, I'm going to paint two pictures because we it's better when we can choose. If we just give one thing, that's what they call mono. I want to paint two pictures because there's more than one train of thought on what I'm about to say. I personally, just like the ancient Nubians, the ancient Aztecs, the ancient civilizations, I know that we are on a flat plane. I don't think we're on no ball spinning around, chasing the sun, flying through the galaxy. I don't believe that, just like I don't believe Yahshua, the Messiah, is a white man named Jesus Christ. There have been some huge lies told over the centuries that the society had to quote that boy Putin over there. He says America is an empire of lies, and you couldn't describe it any clearer. From Santa Claus
right.
to Jesus. From Santa Claus to Jesus, my brother, it's an empire of lies.
Called fairy tale.
That brings us to Nassau, who was created in 1957 by people like Walt Disney, Aleister Crowley, who was known as the Beast, Wernher von Braun, one of Hitler's SS men. It was created by some of the wickedest, most intelligent demons at that time, Nassau, 1957. And they're the ones that kept pushing this ball Earth, this globe Earth. If you look at the United Nations flag, you'll see what the Earth really looks like. It's flat, and it has a dome over it, like the book of Genesis says. There's a firmament, and the Earth has corners, the four corners of the Earth. The ball don't have no corners. There's no way this water could be on this ball and it's not dropping off somewhere. They created this thing called gravity, and they have us thinking that one way. So that's why I wanted to create these two ideas before I give my opinion, because mine is just an opinion. It's not necessarily the truth. It's truth to me, but I have to, in a democratic society, I don't want to be Hitler or somebody just pushing something down your throat. That's why I'll give you both views. Now, according to the ancients, we're on a flat plane. There's something over us called the Rakia in Hebrew, which means the firmament. It's a crystal clear, solid dome that holds the waters above from dropping on the waters below. And then between that is the thing we call air. It's the same element of water, just a little bit lighter. And that's why birds can fly through the air and fish can swim through the sea. So now with that in mind, these things that they call meteorites or aliens and extraterrestrials are nothing more than the fallen angels. In the book of Enoch, they're called the Watchers. And there was a war in heaven, and they were kicked out of heaven. The only place they could come was to the earth. They were imprisoned in the Arctic and Antarctic regions, ice cold. That's where the Iceman comes from. And they began to develop this technology because they were actually with the Elohim or the gods, the Allah. They were with the gods, and they saw, like Shaitan and the jinn, they saw how the Creator used these elements to create this world that we live in. So they simply mimicked him and created their own society here on Earth. The Greeks, the Romans, the Celtics, and the Byzantine Empire come right up to the Europeans that have us in this captivity and in this mentality right to this day. So that's my take on this. What even I see a meteor, as we were talking, is space junk, stuff that they didn't put so high up in the atmosphere and they ran into that dome, and that stuff ain't got nowhere else to go but right back down to the Earth. Ain't nobody been out and out of space and all of that. That's one of the biggest lies in history. Nobody has been outside of this dome. So that in itself is a whole field of thought.
Do you think that there are wormholes to go outside of the dome?
Now, that's a good term that they use, the wormhole. What they're trying to do is fold time. They look at time as a line, and if they can fold it, that's what they call a wormhole. Like if you take a piece of paper and fold it in half, the space between those halves is what they call the wormhole. They have a term, they say there's a hole in the ozone layer, and the ancients will say there's a crack in the firmament. Pretty much the same thing. So some of these demons are seeping through those wormholes, they're seeping through those cracks. A lot of them are what they call reptilian. They're coming from up under the ground. There's a lizard type of society that has existed for thousands of years. So it ain't just one devil we're dealing with. We're dealing with quite a few of them. To use the, Donald Trump created a space force not too long ago,
right?
Because they know they know that what they were calling UFOs now is a threat to the United States government because they're surveilling their boats over the Navy, they're surveilling the military installations. So now it's not just a phenomenon that people are talking about, and they can't write you off as being crazy. Because it's now posing a threat to national security. So they had to open up these files back in 2017, 2019, last year, June 2021. because it's a national threat to security. These might be some of our elders coming back to help us. It might be some other aliens trying to deceive us more than we're deceived right now. Basically, all we can do is theorize, but what I would share with everybody that I love and know is one word, amen.
Amen.
So we deal with that word, we deal with truth. That's what it means, truly, amen. Amen, Hotep. Tut Ankh Amen, where they say Tutankhamen, Tut Ankh Amen. Amen. It's the pure reality of who Chungalier can tell you who we were before we were in this flesh. We didn't cuss.
Yeah.
We didn't lie. We didn't exaggerate.
We
didn't
were pure.
Word. Anything we said manifested. That's what the idea of God spoke, and it was. The word was made flesh and dwelt amongst man. All of these biblical philosophies come from ancient Nubia, come from reality of Osara Set, Horus, Isis, Ptah, that all of those great ancient ancestors that the European has deified and called God. A clear word for that would be Allah. That's where the word Elohim comes from.
Elohim.
Allah. And if you know in the Quran, they always say we. You not know I am the Lord, I am this, I am that. He says we. Okay? So this is what we need to know. This is what we need to know. There's a council of divine beings that function as one who the Quran and the prophets from the Quran have very accurately called Allah. Hallelujah. The Christians say that. So there's something to that that they're trying to hide right in front of our face that we need to focus on to get through all of this crap that's happening to us and our children today. It ain't, like I said, it ain't about being no place strategically. Again, I thank you, Chungalier, for making me go deep inside of myself and realize wherever you at on planet Earth, you just need to be pure.
That's right.
That's why
all of it comes from your solar plexus, your God center.
That's right. Because now, like now more than ever, we need to be clean. We need to be pure. That's the only way we can save these young people. We got to set an example for these young people that's clean, that's pure, that they will see and not hear us talking about. Because as me and Chungalier have spoken before, we heard Malcolm X talk. I listened to Farrakhan. I've heard some of the best speeches ever. But we're not doing anything. What are we doing? It's almost like we're jacking off on listening to this. Excuse my language. But we're wasting energy talking.
Time.
Preaching. Screaming at each other, hollering, cussing each other out. Marcus Garvey was saying some great things, but if you listen to him, there's a lot of anger coming out of that brother.
Yeah, because excuse me, my brother. Let me say something. I got to say something right there. Look, we cannot deny the reality that we are descendants from the 500-year mansion of slavery to now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We have claimed way back in the 60s that every decade of our children's brains are coming out more degrees of knowledge because there's 360 in there and we ain't even using 98.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that we are growing out of the consciousness of being the runts. You say you didn't like the name nigger or Negro or spook or black. We was runts, and we grew from there to here. And as we grow from there to here, it takes a long germinating trail for our souls to come out of this negative reality called our bodies that we are victimized by in this galaxy, the universe, and the environment that we are being rid in, especially with technology, television, music and dancing and fads and styles and how they weird. All these things are dominating our psyche. And and only a few of us are pure at heart, like me and you and the ones that went through the era of the 60s and saw Babylon there and saw the what Superfly did to us and then saw what how he divided the homes and Daedalus homes everywhere. And then Grandmaster Flash with Superman's suit ran the poets away, and sagging and baby boy syndrome started, and now they done grew 44 decades of our children. They're too feminine to figure out which way to point their sex organ. They don't even know which way to point their sex organ. They so gone. You know what I'm saying? So now society has become such a real looney tune, you know, that they've, but elders like me and you have grown to a consciousness past the 60s and can see the reality, but we have to somehow share this wisdom on our youth, because we're going to be somewhere else and they're going to be the future.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so the only way to leave our knowledge and our wisdom and understanding is through every one of us that have the wisdom from the civil rights movement of the 60s to now, need to be putting this knowledge in some of the youth kids' brains so they can take it further. Do you know how many 6- and 17-year-old kids do not know how to read a clock because they're stuck on digital time and their parents won't teach them?
Hey,
now, if they don't learn to read that circular clock, there's no way they can learn the science of astrology, which is the science of the sun. And if they don't know about that clock, then the knowledge of astrology is going to be go back into its cocoon like it's always been and be a hidden knowledge again.
Let me share something with you, my brother. This happened to me. I was in Hawaii about 3 weeks ago, and I went to, me and my son went to go buy something from the grocery store. The girl told me what the price was. I took out a handful of change and like a few quarters, dime, penny, nickel, and said, okay, here. She didn't know how to count the change in my hand.
She had to go on that cash register computer. Oh, no.
To figure out 33 cents, a quarter, a nickel, and three pennies. She was not familiar with that.
Do you know why it's like that?
Saying. Because of the
do you know why it's like that?
I have an idea, but I want you to explain it a little bit better.
I know why it's like that. Believe me, I do. That's why I got to write about psychology, man. It all comes from Adam. Thought and matter, what we were when we willed the light of the sun to rise up in the dark ages. It's all about Adam, thought and matter. See what they've done. They are building a computer world that's going to happen 15, 20 years from now. But they start the seeds right now. And we're only seeing a level of indoctrination. The first, in the process of the indoctrination, they must strip 3 or 4 or 5 decades of children into not wanting to read and write because they're going to have paperless homes. That's only one example. Okay, now, when me and you went to school, printing was an art form.
Yes,
now,
sir.
25-year-old kids don't know how to print. Okay, because they're moving towards paperless homes. Now, why are you going to teach 5 or 6 decades of children how to print and use paper if the world's going to move to paperless homes? All they got to do is wait for the elders like me and you that's fussing about the 60s to die off. Then our children have been raised just to the way they want them raised.
Yeah,
and see, that's what they're doing right before our eyes. They're stealing our kids from us at 6, 7, 8 years old with these cartoons. Whenever you see a woman that should be putting a pacifier or beating that kid's butt to shut up, they put a cartoon on a cell phone in front of their face, and the cartoons are raising the children with subliminal messages about rebel from your parents when you're 13, 14 years old. And that's what they do. Then they rebel from their parents. Now they're raised by society.
Exactly.
After 16, 17 years with no parents out there.
This is why.
Some of them younger than that. Some of them, they call them tweenagers. You know, they just created that in our time, my brother. Tweenagers.
I know. What you say, Mama? What Mama give Beverly say something? She a woman. What you say, Beverly?
Now, this is
that
why.
That Mama say something, Holly.
Okay, this is why I asked earlier how we need to take the thought and make it manifest, take it from that thought form, the spirit form, and bring it over to the matter. This is what we're not doing.
I know, because we don't control thought matter. You're absolutely right.
We can think of stuff. We can think of the answers. We can think of things. But from taking it from that thought and bringing it over to the world of matter, that's what manifesting is about, and that's what we need to be doing. It doesn't matter what they do if we know how to manifest.
I think what she's really saying, Eileen, in essence, is she ain't got to it yet, though, is that we need to be creating solutions. That's basically what she's saying.
Yes.
Now, that's where you're going with it, baby. Where are the solutions at?
Let me give you a framework for the solution. Go ahead, Mr. Beverly. I want you to finish your part. Your thought.
No, go ahead. I'm finished.
We're waiting on you, Holly. Okay. Where are the solutions at?
Okay. The framework for the solution is in what they call the Kabbalah or either alchemy. Okay, let me explain. The Kabbalah is an old word. It's an old African word that they claim is a Jewish word, but it's Ka'aba-Allah. And it basically means who you call God is your great-grandfather. Ka'aba-Allah, Kabbalah, Ka'abalah. They say it different kind of ways to confuse us. Ka is the African, is the Nubian preference for thus, or Ka'aba, thus, Abba, your father, the heartbeat, Allah. Abba and Allah are the same thing. The Christians want to say that God is their father, and the Muslims will tell you he's God. He neither gets or begets. But the fact is, whoever or whatever the creator is us in our humblest state, without talking, but doing. Here we go back to Sister Beverly again. Mm-hmm. It ain't about what we're saying. It's what are we doing? What can we do, mm-hmm. and what will we do? The science of that is called alchemy. The root of that word alchemy is chem, as in ham, chemet, alchemetic.
Chemet, yep.
Okay, so we're going right back to East Africa. Everything is going back to that Nile Valley civilization. What can we do? The first thing we have to do is shut the hell up. Stop talking. Number one, I'm even quoting this brother, Sadhguru, is this Indian sage you might see on the internet a lot. One of the main things he says is what we all have to do to be enlightened first is to shut up, stop talking, and then to look and listen and use the other faculties that we have other than this mouth. My grandmother said you have two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as much as you talk. You have two eyes. You look with one and you see with the other. And you have two nostrils on your nose. It's one mouth. Something about these seven holes in our head has a pair other than that mouth. And then there's a prophet that says the tongue is a tiny member, but just like the rudder of a ship, it can steer that ship. So what we say determines our fate. What we don't say could save our life. So there we go with the alchemy and the Kabbalah. First thing we do is shut up, stop talking, and use these other gifts that we had long before this tongue just run you all over the place. Talk, 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 talk. There's something going on a lot greater than conversation with the mouth and the ears. That's number one, and I can't teach nobody that. You have to teach yourself that. That's when you're going to know it's absolute truth, or you're going to find the same thing I found without us talking about it. And then we can get to these young people because they don't want to hear what we got to say. They want to see what we're going to do. Otherwise, they're going to do what they do. And they're going to talk shit while they do it.
Yeah.
They're going to be talking all kind of game, but they're going to be doing some dumb stuff. So what are we going to do? We first have to become, like Chongalia said before, Michael Jackson said, what about that man in the mirror? He got to change his ways before anything can change. That man in the mirror got to change.
Yeah,
and when we open our mouth, we have to realize we're speaking the language of our captivity. We're speaking the language of our slave masters. We're not even speaking in the African. Our thoughts are not even in African. Our thoughts are in English. And be honest with yourself.
Excuse me, I want to say something about that man in the mirror before you get on with some other thought process. Let me explain something to you. Because you hit it right at the heart. And when I say at the heart, I mean the heartbeat when you look in the mirror. Because, see, nobody knows what another one has gone through from birth to adulthood. You can't judge me because what you think about it. I'm the only one that can judge me in the mirror.
There you go.
What if I had been abused as a kid long before I met you? You don't know about that part. I ain't going to volunteer the information to you. But all that goes to me in me when I go in the mirror. So you don't know my past trail from birth to now. The only way to judge a person is to know their life from birth to now. Then you got a right to say something. And if you think you don't know that, if you don't know it's enough to be their brother or sister and grew up next to them and know what they went through, if you ain't even that close, you got no business judging a human being. Because you don't know if I come from a mental institution. When I was 8 years old, you didn't know me then.
That's right.
So we can't judge people based on the way we think. No investigation leaves no right to speak. And that's a fact, Jack. So
yes,
we can't.
Sir.
So we are a bowl of granola. Every human being got their own past, their own karma, and their own dharma, and they got their own psychology that was put together in the infemin that the seed that their mama and daddy put into the sex affair that created them. Because I'm carrying the destiny of my daddy. And he ain't all the way right. And he ain't all the way wrong. He just is what he is, and he's inside of me. And my mama inside of me. And so how can you think you got the right to even judge me and you ain't met neither one of my mama or my daddy? See what I'm saying? They inside of me. So this is what I mean with the term, no investigation needs no right to speak. We don't really know if a person's an alien, a humanitarian, or a demon, We don't know. All we know is America, through the schoolhouses, institutional training, they taught all of us how to choose a character. When that second Shaka was at 14 years old, the I am Shaka, everybody, what you going to be when you grow up? What you going to be? And you pick a character. And you pick the wrong character at 14, 15, 16 years old. By the time you're 35, you can say, oh, I don't like myself, but it's too hard to change it. Because you're stuck in habits. And see, this happens to us in the growth of the seven chakras and living in the reality of these fake-ass consciousness, these fake characters that we're deriving from television.
Yeah, that's the image.
I mean, you know, you and I are in the same era. You and I are in the same era of growth when every Christmas we saw cap guns and cap guns. Little girls saw Annie Oakley cap guns and toys under the tree. The ones want to shoot a gun. Now we grown and we can't wait to get a gun.
That's right.
So all that kind of training, we got to detrain ourselves. Go ahead, Beverly.
We're getting down on time now. And so I want us to tell the people when we coming back on March the 19th the name
March
of
the
Holly's new in the name of Holly. What is your new album name?
So it's called The Griot's Journey, Distant Ghettos.
The Griot's Journey, Distant Ghettos.
Yes, and it's all instrumental. They have titles one of the titles of the song is Moffley Hill, and it's a place when I was in St. Thomas, I stayed at my producer's house until I got on my feet, and I used to have to walk up. It's not a hill, it's a mountain. If you know St. Thomas, I had to walk from waterfront all the way up to mountaintop because that's where their brother lived, and I had to do that 6 days a week, sometimes twice a day. Walk down, catch the bus, go to the studio, do my little hustle, walk back up that hill. And that's what Moffley Hill is about, my meditation on how badly I want this. How strongly do you want this message to get to these people? So that's what Moffley Hill is about. I have another one called Eyes of Ethiopia. That kind of explains itself. Our eyes, we have seven eyes. We're not stuck with two eyes or three eyes. The third eye opens us up to the other four so that we can see inside, outside, up, down, past, present, future. We need to see all those things at one time. Those are the eyes of Ethiopia. Another one called Kundalini, and the idea of that is to have your Kundalini rise. We have to get into silence more and listening more. And the song Kundalini is intended to have us listen to our inner self. Not so much the music. I want the music to carry you inside of yourself. So that's what the distant ghettos and the griots journey is about. My personal journey and how I can share that with those who've come before me and those who will come after me. Because obviously in this world, my music is going to last a lot longer than me. If I wrote a book 2,000 years ago, that book could still be here. I'm long gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to leave some kind of impression on the coming generations to reflect our journey, the griot's journey. The griot knows everything. He don't write nothing down, but he knows everything. He knows everybody in the village. He knows the lineage of everybody in the village. And he can pretty much tell you who's going to mate who and continue the royal lineage of the tribe. The griot was a very important person in African society. He knows everything, but he don't let everybody know what he knows.
Right.
And he speaks of these distant
You spoke a lot of truth right there, brother. You defined my reality to the T. Because one of the reasons why I can't stop my trap from rolling with words is because with this non-reading ability I got, I'm like stuck in a corner with all this wisdom in me, and I know it's my destiny to will it to the children before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm searching every corner of my life to find out a way to document this information to leave for children. Mm-hmm. And I'm stuck in a bottle because of my ability to go on all of these spaced out technology tools of internet, social media, Facebook, whatever you want to call it, book. I ain't going out there like that because I know that's spoiler trap. But so I can find from that all the reasonable ways for me to come out with the wisdom I got to offer. It looks like a dead end, but I can't stop because I'm a revolutionary soldier, and I'm gonna achieve this goal before I leave here.
You
I got to get out some walls to make it happen.
I see.
If somebody
picked up on that, I would like for you to interject a little bit more because, as you know, me and Chungalier, we can go on and on. But we would like for you to interject a little bit more so we make sure we cover everything as much as possible.
No, I just wanted to tell Chungalier maybe if he give a way if somebody can contact him, it might be a listener out there that can help him with that.
I push my number out, but the same number 40 years is a landline, though. Area code 313-532-1864. If it's the only place, you're going to be served, and I don't want a dime from you. All I want is your blessings. That means more to money than me. If you get numerology readings, I will teach you how to do it for hours on the phone. You get astrology charts, I will do your solar reading from the ephemeris and give you all the information I know about it. And I've been studying astrology since 1973, and I was taught by higher minds.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Higher minds. Yes, I was.
And Holly, where can we get your album? Can we purchase it?
Well, like I have other products on this thing called DistroKid, and I also have EileyIsrael.com. But this particular album, it's still in pre-release. It's all completed.
Okay.
But I want to make sure when this gets out, it gets to the right people. I want to get this to the community.
Okay.
I'm not really trying to make a lot of money off this. As I've said before, I do other things to make money. So I'm not trying to really get rich off of music. I would like for this message to get out to people. I want people to appreciate this. And the idea is to get us to listen more and talk less. I've said this before. If we can talk without cussing, cussing is cursing. and what's going on planet mm-hmm. Earth, there's going to be some divine intervention with what's happening, and our souls need to be clean so that those divine beings can say, okay, let me use this one to help progenerate the survivors of this nuclear holocaust that's going to wipe out billions of people. Only a few people are going to survive, and they will be divinely chosen by divine beings. It would be good if we don't have any cursing and too much anger in our soul, which, as Chongalia said, over 500 years, it's been drilled into us. We've been forced to think we're less than human. So it's all right for us to cuss and swear and commit adultery and all them things that we just think is just, you know, that's just what we do. That's what we do because we, you know, I'm me. And that's not right. That's not me. We're divine beings. We used to procreate without touching anybody. We could think of children and they manifest. And that's what we got to get back to because, as you know, there's a guy that's getting ready. This is something we were going to talk about before. China and Russia are going to get together and invade Western Europe and push, I mean, invade Eastern Europe, push their way to the West. They're already doing exercises over the Caribbean with two, what they call Black Hawk bombers. They have nuclear bombers that landed in Venezuela last week. And they're getting ready to destroy America. Farrakhan will tell you that it's some UFOs getting ready to destroy America. So we need to realize that it's not going to be business as usual. This COVID-19 should have woke a lot of people up. Surah 74 in the Quran tells you about the number 19. So we need to know what time it is. This ain't time to be playing around on no phone. This ain't time to be watching Netflix and all of that kind of crap. We need to be someplace natural. You know what my biggest problem been since I've been here? Nothing green.
What's that?
I bust a cashew. I was about to plant a cashew seed in Hawaii. You know how hard it is to plant cashew? But I had a nut that bust. I was ready to plant it. That's what I've been into for the last 10, 15 years, bringing food out of the earth. Watching these green plants follow the sun. You look at a leaf on the plant, he's facing east in the morning, he's facing west in the evening. And he'll turn around at night and get ready to catch that sun in the morning. Any plant will do that. You got a house plant, you can see it do that. That leaf is going to face the sunlight. And we can learn so much from plants. That's what I've been doing, not talking, learning from plants. I planted about 18, 19 pineapple where I just mango trees, papaya trees, banana trees. You know, that's what I'm getting into. Vegetables, I can get what they call microgreens. I can get in 6 weeks. That's what I'm dealing with. I want to feed our people. You can't eat this money. You can't eat this technology. It's going to come right down to that. We need to think about how we're going to continue living on Earth, not through lifestyle, but through life itself. You can learn from a bug how to survive. But you can learn from a brother how to destroy. So what's happening? What choice will we make? That's where I'm at. What choices are we going to make? It's going to determine our future.
Well, I got to get back to what I said earlier, brother. We can only judge a person if we walk in their shoes 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, you covered, I would say, 85% of our race. But there's that little 10 or 15% that come from extraordinary situations all through their childhood to now.
A lot of people
have gone through extraordinary situations. And in order for them, you can't judge them like you judge the whole group.
Well, it's not a judgment, my brother. It's not a judgment. It's really not a judgment. It's a survival tactic. It's not a judgment because no man is, like you said, no man can judge another man. But we all need to survive. That's what I'm talking. I'm not talking judgment. I'm talking survival right now. I'm not even talking technology or competition. I'm talking survival. If we shut up and look at the world we live in and not the entertainment world, you will see that this European has pushed society to the brink of destruction. You can't blame that on the African. You can't blame it on the Indian. You can't blame it on the yellow man. The European has taken everybody by the balls and told us, this is how you're going to live because this is how I say it goes. And ain't nobody contending with him. We're running, jumping on his boat. So it's not about judgment. It's about surviving this demon that rules the planet. He ain't ashamed to tell you he's from hell. He deals with things on Devil's Mountain and Devil's Lake and all of these vampire movies and all of the things that he entertains himself with that we are now being entertained with. That's not judgment. That's a choice that we make. So all I'm talking about is survival. I'm really concerned about the future of colored people. I ain't going to say black. Colored people. Indigenous would be a better word, a more neutral word, because that could include some Europeans, as long as they deal with their original indigenous root culture. All of our food comes from out of the ground. The birds that we eat, the cows that we eat, they all come from the dust of the ground. None of the stuff that we eat comes from plastic or things that man is synthetically made. You can't eat that. Money, clothes. I'm talking about breaking it right down to who's going to be alive in 10 years or 15 years at this rate in 6 months.
Which, like, I heard you when you said earlier, you said only the righteous will survive, basically, is where you're coming from. And I understand all of that.
Yeah.
I understand all that, but I want you to know something else that I'm finding to be so true, that I won't be a part of the righteous to survive if I don't attempt to alleviate my soul of the hatred of slavery and the hatred of racism.
Mm-hmm.
The power
that's
of love is my only salvation. And I need to wash myself of racism. And the only way I find a way to do that is to realize that we created the synthetic European through the albino genetically. He's our child. Our child has done devilish things to himself and his reality and us. But everywhere in life, there's a place for the good and there's a place for the bad. We got to have cause and we got to have that to create cause and effect. You must have a negative and a positive to create energy and emotion. But we created him to show us what not to do. Now, on the other hand, he done got is a whole nother story. But the only way out of this glorious mess of racism is the power of love and understanding. There's only one race on this planet, the human race.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to appeal to that. We got to grow pay. You should have mentioned something earlier, cuz, about only the righteous will survive and there only will be a few. Well, they will be the ones that can rise above evil and learn to love it. And the power of love is the only way out.
That's it.
We have to
That's
learn
it.
To love all things and all people.
But we got to learn how to love ourselves first, my brother.
Well, everything comes from there. Everything comes from there. You're absolutely right. But in that respect, I'm gonna ask you: can we define what love even really is? See,
yes,
all about concepts of who you are.
Well, love
to the life
you
live
in. Caring and sharing.
Well, caring and sharing is always in the mix for even for joy and happiness. But I'm just trying to say that love can be defined 160,000 different ways. Now,
I would say, let me share this with you. I'm not disagreeing, but I'm going to give you a much simpler concept. The ancient word for love is Abba. A-B-B-A.
Abba?
Really? Abba. And that's simply, even when the Hawaiians say aloha, face to face, the one thing we share is breath. Inhale, exhale. That's where love begins. If I inhale and don't exhale, I'm going to bust. If I exhale and don't inhale, I will suffocate. So it begins with that proper exchange of the breath. That's where everything begins.
It's all oxygen. I hear you. I hear you. Some of that oxygen the sun gives us to make it that way.
So, yeah, we got to share the breath. We got to share the food. We got to share the love. That's what we have to do. I suck the same breath that you do. You way over there in Detroit. I'm just over here in Wisconsin. But we suck in the same air. Sister Beverly, you might be in California. I don't know where you at, but you suck in the same air.
I'm in Michigan.
Okay, good.
We in the deep, baby. Believe me, yeah, we slow down and
have
eat.
To continue to breathe. Before you can eat food, you got to breathe. Before your heart can beat, you got to breathe. You got to inhale and exhale so we can get
out. Well, everything is everything. We all come from oxygen, brother. You know, that the atom that I spoke about before we had these bodies, the atom come from the milligrams in the oxygen that, that create our reality.
We have the body, my point, but since we have the body, you have to inhale and exhale. The existence that you're talking about, Chungalia, we didn't have to inhale and exhale. We could just breathe out and keep going because we were spirit. But when you get to the bag of flesh, the bag of flesh has limits.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to eat when it gets hungry. It's got to sleep when it gets tired. The spirit did not have to do that. See, it's got to take care of its children when you have children. The spirit didn't have to do that. So this is where our consciousness and our spirit has to be able to slow down the vibration enough to understand these lower beings, like you're talking, Chungalia, the 15% that ain't going to make it. We still have to try to help them help themselves because we're all encased in the same thing. Even if it's black flesh, brown flesh, white flesh, we're all in the flesh. And that's the human family. I don't like to use this word race because that's something that the European created for competition. I would call it the human family instead of the human race.
The divide and conquer principle he got,
That's why why he created racism. That's why we could never be racist. All we could do would be counter-racist or anti-racist because he created the idea of being racist. We didn't call ourselves a race. That we ain't trying to outrun nobody. That's what a race is all about. Who's going to win and who's going to lose? We're a family. We're not a race. That simple consciousness, those simple words can enlighten our children. We're not in no race. This ain't no human race. This is a human family.
I hear you, bro.
Little
things I'm racing against myself all the time, trying to get myself better than I am. I got hang-ups like everybody else. I'm just human. And that's what we're doing, trying to get ourselves in order with what we're supposed to be about. But we all have different paths of trail we just come off of from birth to now. And all of them are different. So all of us got different hang-ups, and we got to solve them.
Yeah, well, we each one teach one. That's the whole thing. Each one teach one.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, Beverly, we love being on your show.
and I love having y'all. And we're going to do this again on March the 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I mean the
19th.
Yeah,
it's the 19th. Yeah, March 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it when it's
24/7.
I'll share this good music with you.
Yeah, we want to hear your
say
music
that again.
Then, Ali.
Yeah, we definitely a play it too. We'll play the album that day.
Okay.
Yeah, Beverly, you got Ali's number.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I gave
do.
It to you. Didn't remember.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, well, that's his number. If you call him and y'all work it out.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. All right.
All right, y'all work it out. We've got until 19th. And if anybody in the public out there want to call Chungalia Mwezi, area code 313-532-1864. It's a landline, but you can dial it. It's been on 40 years. And I would love to serve you with anything I can do to help you learn. And I don't need your money. It'd be all right. Just give me your love and attention for a moment, and you'll learn something. One love.
All right.
One
Sister
love.
Beverly,
okay.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you personally for facilitating these great meetings, these great conversations. You got to be an archangel, and you're doing your work. So thank you a million times, my sister.
Thank you, Beverly.
And I thank you and Chungalia, both of y'all, for doing your part, too. I appreciate both of y'all. And I look forward to our next meeting on the 19th. So better love, everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Play some music. Play us out with some music.
I am.
Okay, good. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Ali.
Okay.
One love.
God bless.
without warning. Without loving on my mind, I rise without warning. That I know I'm feeling fine, because never turn on no TV. I'm on day upon one different vibe. I got Congo Rasta liberty. I've got to keep my family alive, because nobody's paying attention. Mama Gideon really here. Another world has got in like a ticking time bomb. A time bomb, ticking time bomb. They're not paying attention.